I talked on and on, spewing out of myself every doubt and fear that bubbled to the surface. She was my sounding board, and she sat there, hypnotized. I felt myself grow warm, feverish, until I thought my body was on fire. I was burning out the infection in front of someone I cared about, and that made all the difference. But it was too much for her. What had started as trembling became tears. The picture over the couch caught my eye, the cringing, red-cheeked maiden, and I wondered what Alice was feeling just then. I knew she would give herself to me, and I wanted her. But what about Charlie? Charlie might not interfere if I wanted to make love to Faye. He would probably just stand in the doorway and watch. But the moment I came close to Alice, he panicked. Why was he afraid to let me love Alice? She sat on the couch looking at me, waiting to see what I would do. And what could I do? I wanted to take her in my arms, and as I began to think of it, the warning came. Are you all right, Charlie? You're so pale. I sat down on the couch beside her. Just a little dizzy, it'll pass. But I knew it would only get worse as long as Charlie felt there was danger I'd make love to her. And then I got the idea. It disgusted me at first, but suddenly I realized the only way to overcome this paralysis was to outwit him. If for some reason Charlie was afraid of Alice but not of Faye, then I would turn out the lights and pretend I was making love to Faye. He'd never know the difference. It was wrong, disgusting, but if it worked, it would break Charlie's stranglehold on my emotions. I would know afterwards that I had loved Alice, and that this was the only way. I'm all right now. Let's sit in the dark for a while, I said, turning off the lights and waiting to collect myself. It wasn't going to be easy. I had to convince myself, visualize Faye, hypnotize myself into believing that the woman sitting beside me was Faye. And even if he separated himself from me to watch from outside my body, it would do him no good, because the room would be dark.